Good morning. The first day of spring, Robbo.
I know. And look at you. You're looking all fit and healthy. You got the tights on. What's been going on? Have you been out training?
The secret to success is Pilates.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying. Yeah, that's where I've been.
So what does it do? Give us a 30-second encapsulation. I know of people who've done Pilates, but where's it good for? What's it good for?
Well, it's actually really low intensity, so you're not lifting really heavy things, and you do small movements which really make your muscles work.
Anyway, let's talk picnic, because it is spring, and even though we've had the weather we had earlier in the week, we are going to be getting out and about in the sunshine soon. Last Sunday was a very nice sort of springish day.
Yeah.
Picnics, it's all the GO, I reckon.
I reckon. It's so spring, isn't it? Having a picnic, throwing a picnic rug in the car.
So what do you recommend?
Well, I've got three things. There's three kind of, if I'm going to do a picnic, there's three things. I'm either going to go with my quiche option. Mm-hmm. So super simple.
Yeah.
Like you just make your egg mix and you can chuck anything in it. Onions, bacon, spinach, feta, capsicum, whatever you like, and then puff pastry it, because what doesn't taste good?
Oh, exactly. And
puff pastry
tastes fantastic cold as well.
That's it. Yeah. You don't have to heat it up.
No. Okay. Yep,
which
I'm
is
with
perfect.
You there. Yep.
It's not like there's a microwave beside the picnic.
No.
So that's my number one. I love a quiche.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy them or you can make them yourself. Super easy. The other one is I like to go very French.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I like a little cheese and salami kind of, picnic. So with a baguette.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to talk about bread, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But, yeah, got to have something like that. And, yeah, good salami, good cheese. What sort of cheese do you recommend? Because you don't want the real soft stuff, do you? Because particularly if it's a bit warm, it could be a little bit on the messy side.
It could be oozing.
Yeah.
And particularly, actually, because I've just recently had a little cholesterol spike. So I'm going with the hard cheese, which is much better for my cholesterol, apparently.
Is that right?
Mm, so my doctor says.
Okay.
She said, life hasn't stopped. It's okay. You just have to move to hard cheese.
Yeah. And, of course, being a nice little upmarket picnic, the likes of baguettes and other sort of nice, crusty, soft, inner-side type rolls and bread, beautiful stuff.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. And then we've got some fabulous bakeries here. So the Good Loaf is my go-to, and they make a pumpkin bread.
Pumpkin.
It's so yummy. It's like their signature piece. You have to go and get yourself a loaf of pumpkin bread.
Really?
But they also come in like little rolls, little mini baguettes as well.
Yeah.
So you can like totally go pumpkin, I guess.
Yeah.
And the New Freedom Bakery, that is, they do an amazing gluten-free bread. And I know you kind of go, gluten, but no, it doesn't. You wouldn't even know it's gluten-free. It's really great.
You mentioned there pumpkin. What about sort of veggie options if somebody's a vegetarian and they want to go on a picnic? What do you suggest there? Obviously, bread is fine, but what, taties and stuff like that? Tatey salad or?
You could totally do a tatey salad, couldn't you?
Mm.
Yeah, with chives and egg and, a little mayonnaise through it.
Yeah.
What about an egg sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Like a curried egg sandwich, even better.
Yeah. Geez, there, you're taking me back.
And this is my third one. My third one is, which you introduced me to this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was called this, but the Bachelor's Handbag.
Ah, the old roast chook in the plastic bag. I bought one of those yesterday, actually.
Did you go on a picnic?
No, I went home and, as I like to call it, I performed the autopsy on it. And that'll keep me going with a bit of salad on the side for about 3 days.
There you go. Well, did you know now, it's not just a chook you can get in the Bachelor's Handbag. You can get a roast pork.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Wow. Okay.
So you could go really fancy on your picnic if you really want to impress someone.
And all we need then is a nice picnic basket, because I reckon that really sets it off. And a nice area to sit on. And, we've got so many beautiful parks and gardens and stuff around Central Victoria. You'd be hard-pressed not to find somewhere perfect.
Yeah. And I think White Hills has just had a bit of their botanical gardens has just had a bit of a make. Makeover?
It's in the process now.
I
was there on the weekend, actually, and they're sort of building between it and the Garden of the Future, so that it's going to be one big sort of precinct. So there's work going on there at the moment, but it is, and well, it's still fantastic. I love it there.
Yeah.
And it's going to be even better.
It's going to be awesome.
Hey, Ray, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Have a fantastic week, and look forward to seeing you next week.
See you then. Bye.